Oh, wake up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
And that is going to be mandatory this morning. Good morning, KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter. I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people maybe set their alarm clocks for the middle of the night to try to catch the northern lights, the aurora borealis, which were supposedly visible last night. I got up, and I'll be completely honest, I think I saw them, but I don't know if it was a dream. Maybe I just imagined I got up and checked for them. Whatever. I should have taken pictures. You can find them online. I could just say I did. Well, great to have you along. We got a morning filled with upbeat songs and all kinds of fun, and we'll mess around a little bit, keep you up to date on what's to do this coming weekend. Klahalla Day is already underway in Snohomish. Got the Mill Creek Festival and Street Fair on Saturday and Sunday. And if you dare to go south to Ballard, it's Ballard Seafood Fest weekend. Great party on Sunday afternoon at 2. Yours truly will be emceeing the Lutefisk Eating Contest, and if you get there early, you could be a contestant. If you get there late, you'll be much happier. Anyway, all right, excited, not to the weekend yet. Yeah, a lot of radio stations out there, but none of them playing this music and getting you started off on the right note, keeping it upbeat, songs you know that you could sing along with. We call them Everett's Greatest Hits. My name is Tim Hunter, and we make it easy for you to take this music wherever you go, especially with summer. And if you're traveling, the KRKO app will allow you to listen wherever you go. You just download it. It's in the app store of your phone right now. It's free, and it will change the way you listen to this radio station.
Here we go, name dropper.
Yeah, I got a few names I could drop in here this morning. Farmers Insurance has announced they're leaving the state of Florida. They've had a couple of them leave there. It's just getting too expensive with all the claims of all the weather and everything going on down there. Wow. I mean, seriously, average house insurance in the country is like $1,700 a year. It's going for $9,000 down there. People just say, can't do it. New book claims that Bruce Willis almost died from injuries during the filming of that first Die Hard movie. Wow. Baby news and babies aplenty. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his wife have welcomed their third kid together. He has 8 in total. Conor McGregor and his fiancée are expecting their 4th child together. Tennis star Naomi Osaka is a first-time mom. She gave birth to a baby girl earlier this week. And now we've got names of cities. According to a new study, the most stressed out cities in the United States, number 1, Cleveland, followed by Detroit, Baltimore, Birmingham, and Philadelphia. Seattle was not in the top 25, but we did get honorable mention for caffeine levels. So that's good. Look at you, starting out your Thursday morning with KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter with a quick comment. You have great taste in music, and you have incredible timing.
Some folks say wow, and others say why. It's time again for more in the movie game.
It is that time again. We do it every Thursday morning. Maury, the movie guy, our resident entertainment expert, comes in with a couple of suggestions for our weekend entertainment. What you got this week, Maury?
Are you ready for another Mission Impossible?
I am. Actually, those are great movies. If you've never seen them, start watching them.
Dead Reckoning Part 1 comes out, and Tom Cruise, Ethan Hunt and his team, supposedly the most dangerous mission yet because the entire world is after Ethan Hunt.
There's such great energy in there and stunts, and it starts and it just keeps going.
Yeah, I know. It starts with, you know, flying off buildings and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they're pretty dang entertaining. Tom Cruise, Haley Atwell, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg. It was released yesterday. So you know it's a big-time movie when it was a Wednesday release.
Yeah, and it's not even a holiday weekend.
Do you remember the Mission Impossible TV shows?
Oh, yeah. That was Peter Graves, look at me. And that little fuse that burnt that was on during the credits.
That was the best part when it just kind of the tape recorder exploded when he was done listening to the message.
I think they've had a lot of fun with this new series, modernizing it. But yeah, I mean, and the old series was fine for its time. But I mean, dear God, that was 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Also, another new film that is out called Theater Camp. And it's Ben Platt, Tony Award winner Ben Platt, Molly Gordon. This is like a Broadway show. It's a new original comedy where best friends and drama instructors, they take over a rundown camp in upstate New York, and they turn it into theater camp with all the theater kids coming and performing. So, yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds decent, okay? Not great? I'm a theater person. As a matter of fact, in a couple weeks, I'm going to see the play Six at the Paramount.
Is that the sequel to Five?
No, it's a Broadway musical based on the Six Wives of Henry VIII.
Oh, wow. It's a lot of head chopping and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But with songs.
But with song, yeah.
And that is all I got for you.
And as usual, that is excessive. I mean, that is plenty. Maury, the movie guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO. Yeah, just the songs that feel good. It's a great way to start a day. It's KRKO, Everett's greatest hits, with Tim Hunter. Ted Beener, our resident meteorologist, was saying that tonight should be the prime viewing night for the Northern Lights if you're willing to be up and at them sometime between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. I value sleep way more, but I'm sure if they show up, it'll be on the news. I'll be just as happy. I'll stand by the TV and take a selfie. You know, I was trying to get caught up with events yesterday, had the news on, and they showed a Nick Brown who is running for Washington State Attorney General. And he just looked familiar. And I went, oh my God, it's the Nick Brown who was in the second season of Survivor. Boy, that was a long time ago. That was 20, 21, 22 years ago. Jeez and crackers. And we got Aretha Franklin coming up for you next. And the judge ruled this week that the handwritten will that was found in a couch at her house is legit. And now they've got to figure out if it takes precedence over the previous handwritten will that was found, or if this is the right will. So I had to write out a handwritten will and stick it in our couch. Just want to see what happens. Of course, I won't be around. So do let me know. Hold a seance and let me know. You know, it's hard not to wake up to one of these Northwest summer mornings and not be grateful, because holy Toledo. Again, look at the rest of the country. If there's been flooding, there are storms, or there are triple-digit temperatures, and we are living large. And celebrating it with great songs, Everett's greatest hits, it's KRKO and Tim Hunter.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. But if you love apple fritters and cinnamon rolls at McDonald's, get ready to say goodbye. They are trimming their menu, and those are the two to go. Krispy Kreme is going to celebrate its 86th birthday tomorrow by selling you a dozen original glazed donuts for 86 cents when you buy a dozen at the regular price. Yeah, that's what I really need, two dozen donuts. I guess it means a dozen for breakfast and a dozen for lunch. I'll have to figure out something for dinner. Latest fad diet on TikTok is the ice hack diet. The game plan is you drink ice water before bed along with this supplement, and they say it's supposed to lower your body temperature, which would force it to metabolize fat. Dietitians say no, it doesn't work that way. And sorry to see yesterday, San Francisco's 127-year-old Anchor Brewing Company is shutting down after years of declining sales. I'll never understand how we couldn't have saved them with just a little effort. But oh well, another one fades into the history books. All right, that is your food news. Sir, Paul McCartney. Get it right, pal. KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits celebrating a Thursday. It's Thursday the 13th, but nothing ominous about that. It just means we're not to Friday yet, but we're almost there. It's Tim Hunter hanging out with you, our resident entertainment expert, Maury the Movie Guy, will be in next hour with a couple of suggestions for our upcoming weekend, but I dragged him in here a little bit early because, Maury, you were one busy camper. You had your Relay for Life last Saturday. That was in the afternoon and evening, but you also were out at the Arlington Street Fair last Saturday.
That was awesome. I've never been at a thing with so many people came up and said how much they loved the show, when they were hoping, this one lady said, I was hoping Tim would be here.
Oh.
And I was going, oh, he's too big a deal. They said,
I probably owed her money.
We're the D team. That's what I was telling her. So yeah, and it was really cool. There was a ton of people. I'm not even joking that would come and take our stickers. And this one guy said, "Are you Maury the Movie Guy?" And I was trying to go, "Who are you?" But I've never seen him before. So yeah,
well, you are Maury the Movie Guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah. So anyway, so yeah, it was really cool.
Well, it's all about getting out, having fun this summer, and we have got the soundtrack for your summer of 2023. You download the KRKO app, and not only will you be able to take this music wherever you go, but it also puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse, which we are giving away again tomorrow. So good luck on that. Great songs on the way from Doobies, Boston Bee Gees, all before 8 o'clock right now.